Exodus 33, sometimes God chooses to leave. Then the Lord Yahweh said to Moses, "Depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, 'To your descendants I will give it, and I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out enemies. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people.'" Exodus 33 is a chapter telling of much sorrow when people sin against holy God. In a contrasting pattern, Jeremiah 33 is a chapter telling of much joy for all people who grieve for sins and return to obeying and loving holy God named Yahweh. A prophecy for his people of Israel and a promise for grafted in people, the Gentiles, as we read in Romans 11. Thank you. Jeremiah 33. God is speaking through his prophet messenger for people who return to honor him with obedience. Behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return, and they will rebuild. I will cleanse them from their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they sinned. Then it shall be to me a name of joy and praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. My heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you, Lord, will not leave my soul unsure, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.